Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's lovely to meet you. My God.
Where are you based?
So we're in Chicago.
Right now. Oh, Chicago. Cool.
Yeah. Do you have any particular fond memories of Chicago?
I was just telling someone that I got stood up by someone in Chicago at Christmas once. I was on tour. Mm-hmm. I had a fling with someone. I won't say any names. And after the tour, I flew to Chicago to meet this person. And they stood me up, but I went Christmas shopping.
Oh,
so I really remember it was snowing. It was really cold, but it was beautiful because you want it to be snowy at Christmas. So there were lots of things about it that were beautiful, but I got stood up. I went Christmas shopping.
I want the name because we'll get after that person for you. How dare they? How very dare they?
Yeah, no, it was funny, you know, but I just remember being in the city and it was just thinking, oh my God, you know, it's such a great place. That, you know, I didn't want to waste the time being sad. So I went and bought loads of gifts, mostly for myself, I think.
Well, good. That's one of the things I really love about you. You really have a wonderful attitude and presence, just a kind aura about yourself. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I work on that probably more now than I used to, because I think when you're young, you're sort of on autopilot, aren't you? And I think as you get older, you get wiser a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, well, because you have to maintain the childlike wonder, but I think you're able to do that even more the older you get. Like the Dylan song, you know, I was so much older than I'm younger than that now, because now you actually get to be present and you're in yourself. You're in the moment
And I think, you know, even with the music and stuff and like playing the shows, you know, it just comes, it's a lot more fun now. I don't know. There's just a different vibration that you know was always there, but I think it's just more now about sort of, you know, connecting with the audience and having that relationship with people that you've known for a long time. These people have followed you for years, some of them, and it's just really nice to kind of go back. And you know, I would say everything's better when you arrive smiling.
Right. Yeah. Enter the room laughing or something like that.
Yeah,
in the 80s, I think we were lucky enough to be able to, you know, I used to put clothes on sort of like armor because I was really sensitive and, you know, reading poetry and listening to my Bowie and whatnot, you know, and then so I could put on my armor also or like a costume. But when you were able to just be yourself in those days, I don't know if you realized how you open the door for so many people and help so many people. You know, even now in the LGBTQ+ community, you know, you opened the door for a whole lot of people decades ago. And now more than ever, that's important for young kids to be able to see that they can actually still be, even though there's culture wars here in the States.
Yeah, I think that, you know what, I would say to my audience, you know, as a kind of joke, I say, everybody's okay, right? No one's had a funny turn following me. Has anything happened to anyone? You're still married. The kids are good. And it's funny because the audience laughs because they understand what I'm saying, you know, that you know, we have less influence than you think, you know. You know, I was raised in a world that was very heteronormal, you know, but I was still always going to be who I was. My brothers and I ate the same food, drank the same water, but I was born gay and I was always going to be gay. So, you know, it's, and, you know, a lot of my audience is not gay. You know, it doesn't, I don't go on stage and think, how many homosexuals are here?
Exactly.
I would just think, you know, I always, I think Culture Club's audience has always been this real eclectic mix of everyone, you know, lots of girls, lots of women. The girls love me and I love them back.
Right, right. And your family was very supportive of you. They, I mean, you were allowed to be who you felt that you were growing up. Yeah.
Well, I think to start with, it was like, what are you doing? You know, you must be stopped. And then when it reached the point where I think my mother particularly started to realize that it came from a really creative place, that it was about self-expression, you know, and once you realize that, you know, because my mother had been held back in a way by society and by my father, mm-hmm. allowing me to kind of sparkle was so important to my mother, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I lost my mother recently, so I'm still kind of going through that right now. But I have to say, as a son, you know, I have no regrets. My mother was a beautiful, beautiful woman.
That's wonderful.
And I love talking about her and I celebrate her. And I probably tell her every day I love her now more than I did when she was around, you know, which is a shame. But yeah, I think my mum really facilitated me being freer. And I think it was because she wasn't able to do it. And she was very creative. She was a seamstress. She wrote a book. My mother wrote a top 10 selling book. You know, it's amazing.
What is the book called?
It's called Cry Salty Tears. And it was out in the UK. It was really about my mother's marriage, about my mother and father. And it's harrowing. You know, it's a harrowing book.
Okay.
I actually went back to it recently to look at it again. Because I was like, wow, you know, you think you know everything when you're related to somebody.
It's true. Like my mom told us more. She told me specifically because, again, she saw something in me that was different than the other siblings. And her thing with me was always, you shine, baby girl. And but some of the stories that she told about her growing up, and she had a very difficult time as well. And then she ended up just, she blossomed. My mom's passed as well. Yesterday was Mother's Day here in the state. So so she's fresh in my mind. So for both of our mamas, hey, look who we are talking on the radio now.
I have a great song actually on Spotify called Mothers Are the Superheroes of the Universe.
Oh, wonderful.
If you want to check it out, it's a good song. I put it out about a year ago, but it really, you know, because I love mums are amazing.
They absolutely.
None of us would be here without our mothers.
This is so true. I'm sorry that yours isn't here, but she's still here. She's inside you. No,
omnipresent
doubt.
In every way. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every, you know, every time I want to make a decision, I always think, what would she say? What would she do?
Right. Yep.
And that's helpful, you know.
Did she ever make anything for you to wear if she was a seamstress?
My mum was my collaborator. I'll tell you a funny story. My mother copied a pair of Vivienne Westwood trousers.
Oh, wow.
Because when I was 19, I couldn't afford to pay the full price. But then I became famous and I was wearing these trousers at a fashion show. And Vivienne Westwood came up to me and said, I didn't make those. I said, no, my mum made them. And she checked out the entire trousers. Look, she said, tell your mother she did an amazing job.
Oh, that's amazing.
My mum was always like, I'd take stuff home. I'd take home like furniture to cover chairs and say, can you make this to a shirt for me? And my mum would say, you can't wear that. And I said, yeah, just sew it. Just make it. Then no one else will have it. So it was always that kind of, I love making things, you know, I love creating things, you know, and I suppose the makeup, the dressing up, the music, art, all of that stuff is really just more of a sort of mental, you know, thing for me that I just need to create things. I love making stuff.
What sort of things do you make now? What sort of art are you?
My art, I do these kind of portraits, but they're punk rockers. They're kind of outsiders. Mm-hmm. You know, I do sometimes do famous people. I've done Bowie. I've done Prince. Oh, and wow. They're kind of cartoons. They're like, I try to get the essence of the person rather than sort of drawing something that is, you know, a copy of a photo. I kind of just, I give them bigger noses, bigger ears. Sometimes I give them different ears.
Right.
You know, it's very cartoonized and humorous, and I'd be there, and it's quite, you know, it's quite fashion based. It's a lot of fun, actually. I think it's I make art that wants to be noticed.
Well, then it shall be noticed. I look forward to seeing some of your artwork. Do you sell your artwork?
Yeah. I have a big show in June in Copenhagen, and I do sometimes post things on my Instagram. But mostly I've done like 3 exhibitions now, one in France, one in Belgium, and one in Denmark. And I'm doing another one in Denmark. For some reason, they love me in Europe. So that's good.
Well, you've got that going for you, among many other things. You know, so one of the things, you know, growing up as children, when you might feel a little bit different, to me, music was always my best friend. And I know we have Bowie in common. So what did Bowie mean to you growing up, you know, when you sort of discovered, because Bowie was a portal to everything. I mean, poetry.
He was the light at the end of the sort of gray suburban tunnel for me. You know, when I discovered Bowie, I first heard him through my brother's bedroom door.
Right.
Heard, you know, the Man Who Sold the World. And then Ziggy came along, and I think my brother moved on to Rod Stewart and the Faces, who I also loved. But Bowie was the one that I adopted because I don't know, I suddenly realized that there were other people like me out there. And it wasn't, you know, interesting with Bowie, Bowie wasn't really gay.
Right.
And he was kind of just, I just think he was very kind of open-minded, and you know, even if he was a bit, it wasn't complete. And he just played with all those boundaries. And I think people aren't interesting because of their sexuality or their gender. They're interesting because of their imaginations.
And his was just boundless. He was like a Pied Piper.
Yeah. And he used a very wide palette in terms of what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote about all sorts of interesting things. And I suppose, you know, his way of writing has really influenced me, because now I realize you can write a song about anything,
right,
you know, and you can decide what it's about after you've written it. There isn't really some formula to writing music. It's about so many things. And I feel as a writer, you just got to keep pushing yourself. And also looking back at what you did instinctively in the beginning, that's why these shows are always fun, because you really get to see what certain writing does. You know, I went to see Duran Duran a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really? How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. And, you know, great songs. You know, you've got a whole show of just amazing songs, even some new stuff that was fantastic. But, right, you know, as I say, as a band, you try to write in your style. So when you do new things, they are familiar because it's in your kind of, you know, it's in your walk, if you like.
Right. Yeah, your wheelhouse and your genre. Yeah, tell me about your new music. Tell me about, I heard you wrote something, you wrote a lot during the pandemic. I believe I saw you wrote something like 97 songs, or, I mean, you continue to write, obviously.
Yeah, I've been putting music out. I started this thing called 60 for 60 when I was 60.
Right.
And I've released about 47 tracks so far. I've got a load of stuff coming. I'd like to do something really crazy, like put 5 albums out on the same day. I have the material, because what we did in the pandemic was really climb back into the writing process and kind of learn to get out of my own way a bit. Like, you know, I used to kind of get blocks, and now I just never get a block.
Why do you think that is?
Google it. Well, it's just reading more, you know, using more words, you know, looking things up, reading poetry, listening to what people say, because sometimes people say the most profound things and you think that sounds like the opening of a country song, you know.
Right.
And I think sometimes what I think I've realized is that it's all there for you to use. Everything, every word that you can possibly use already exists.
Right.
But it's how you put together the narrative of a song. You know, that's why, you know, I like surrealist pop. I like things that are a little bit like jagged. And Bowie was really good at that, of doing stuff that wasn't necessarily one thing or another. It was like a bit of this, a bit of that. And yet somehow the way he twisted it all together, it was unique. And I think that's all you can do. You just take the ingredients from the pantry,
right,
which is a very well-stocked pantry, and you take them and you make that meal and you You know, there are some meals that just are what they are. There's some meals that are like rock and roll, right? It's rock and roll, or it's 50, you know, or it's jazz. But then there's an area of pop where you can just throw a lot of things into the same pot and go, what's this, you know?
Or it could be frock and roll, which I think I saw in the back of.
Yeah, I love frock and roll.
Frock and roll. I love that. Well, this tour, the letting it go show, it is, and it'll be coming to our area in Chicago with you, Howard Jones, and Berlin. It comes to Chicago on August 3rd, or just outside of Chicago. So I'm looking forward to seeing you and seeing how the show plays out today. But you started in Las Vegas, right? Did this tour start with a bunch of sold out shows, a bit of a residency in the land of Liberace and the Rat Pack and Wayne Newton? What did that feel like, Donka Shane?
Well, you know, Vegas is very cool now. Vegas, when I was like a kid, obviously I always loved Liberace. And in fact, I have a song also out called How to Be a Chandelier, which is a tribute to the great Liberace. And interestingly, I talked about Liberace a lot when I first got famous, you know, but my idea of Vegas was very 70s. It was, but now Vegas is like where all the DJs go and it's hip as hell and everybody wants to be in Vegas. So doing shows in Vegas, it's because there's so much entertainment, you have to really up your energy and your frequency. You have to really turn the dial up. So for a performer, it's a really great place to play because you get better at what you do in those places, I think. It's, you know, then you take it elsewhere and you bring the same, try and take that same magic everywhere, because I think, you know, Vegas is tough. It's a tough room.
I guess so. I mean, I suppose the last time I was there, I was actually born in Las Vegas. This is my father was in the Air Force, so we didn't go to a lot of shows or anything. But last time I was there, I guess in my mind, it's frozen in time, the same thing, like Liberace and, like I mentioned, Wayne Newton and all of that. But yeah, it's definitely just one big giant playland for entertainment, really. And shopping. Did you get any shopping in? New hats in Vegas, maybe?
No, not really. You know, I never travel. I don't really look for clothes on the road, you know, because I make stuff. Although now and then I might go into a shop and find something really cool. But because I try to dress in a very individual way, it is it's hard to shop. But,
yeah,
you know, when you
pull something
find things, and
right.
hats, you know, hats have to wear you. You can see a hat in a shop window and think, oh, and then you put it on and it's like, no.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you, and I hope I get a chance to see you. Well, I'll see you up on the stage in any case on August.
Yeah,
3rd.
No, come say hi. Beautiful. Oh, yeah,
I would love to.
Nice to speak to you too. What a nice conversation. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.